two, one. Did that get picked up on your end?
Yeah, no, I see it. I see the thing.
Cool. That's fine.
That's what counts. That's what we need. No, it's fine. Hey, everybody.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Trevor.
And this is My Favorite Potluck.
Hey, it's my favorite potluck. And you know what? It might be your favorite potluck, too. Who's to say? On this episode, this second inaugural episode of our podcast, we're bringing to you Farm to Table. The some really kind of downer news about privacy. But you know what? You're here for it. We're going to try to be funny. And, you know, if you step away from this podcast learning something, that's cool. The lesson should be just don't be on the internet. Don't do anything. Live in a cabin in the woods. Not the cabin in the woods.
Well, not like the Unabomber, though.
No. But, you know, is 5G giving you coronavirus? It isn't. This isn't what this is about, but, you know.
Someone was just telling me about this place in West Virginia that you can go if you think Wi-Fi is, like, melting your brain or something, and I was like, oh,
you know,
how neat.
You know what the true killer is?
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen.
All right.
No,
great.
Name one thing that, you know, doesn't die when it breathes oxygen, huh? I'm waiting,
sentence,
people.
I think I just died after that sentence.
We got big brains over here, you know?
we're solving all the world's problems.
You know, are we? Yes, because the biggest problem to date is entertainment news. It's the biggest thing in the world right now, and it forever will be.
People will always care about this, and
people
only
will
this.
Always care about the fact that Watchmen isn't getting a second season.
Yeah, I'm mad about it, but whatever. We'll push through.
And on a high note, what's in those eggs?
Yep, the audience will love that one.
Oh my god!
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Sorry. I'm
all right,
sorry.
No, it's totally fine. Let's segue into our first topic.
Yeah. Our first topic is PlayStation, Sony. You know them, you love them. PS4, PlayStation 4 is like the leading gaming console in this kind of cycle of console generations and stuff like that. Its competitor, main competitor, is Xbox, Microsoft. This console generation, Xbox One. But yeah, so with all this craziness in the world, things have, you know, shifted in this kind of console generation, mainly how these the new consoles, because it's about that time, you know, we've had the Xbox One for like, what, 6-7 years? We have the PlayStation 4 for about the same amount of time. It's time for those to get kind of phased out, new consoles to be brought in, more money to be made, you know, that quiche, that sweet quiche, baby.
All right, so we're talking specifically about the new PS5. Well, in theory.
Yes.
The new PS5 controller.
Yeah. They were gonna do a bigger announcement at Gamescom this year. That got canceled. So
obviously,
they kind of did, they kind of freaked out and rushed some things to announcement online, which is kind of a bigger thing. People really don't need conventions and stuff like that to show these this hardware change. But so they unveiled the DualShock 5 controller about, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and to some mixed results. I'm looking at it right now and it looks kind of silly.
it's not the hottest piece of gaming equipment I've ever seen.
It looks like their controller, but it looks kind of chunky and fat. It's a dual color of both white and black, you know, to represent the dualism of man, you know.
Yeah, that's it. That was their decision.
And yeah, there's some interesting parts about it. I mean, it's a controller. Mm-hmm. It has, you know, inputs for your fingers to do the things to change the screeny bits, you know? That's generally how a controller works. And most interesting to me, in fact, is that it has a built-in microphone. So they say, hey, the microphone, this is so we can, or players can, you know, talk to each other without a headset. Which I'm like, okay. I can't wait for essentially a speakerphone phone call. So I can hear...
I always love those.
Yeah. So my friends on the other end can hear my game when it's turned up super loud. Kind of weird. Kind of weird. Not really many people were asking for that because most people use headphones. But the good news is they do have a regular headphone jack. So you can just plug in a, you know, your AirPods or whatever. Whatever you normally use and it should work. But... I got to thinking, why do they have this microphone? And other people have been thinking this too. So, I'm trying to find when, I think back in September, Sony had a patent kind of leak, and it's a weird one. It's a weird patent to have for a, you know, a hardware software company. Which kind of, it's like super late game capitalism, but the title is In-Game Resource Surfacing Platform. So, you know.
Rolls off the tongue.
Gamer talk. You can talk, it's an AI that you can talk to if you get stuck in a game, and it will sell you things to get unstuck in that game. So in this infographic it has, it says, it has this, looks like a child, which is kind of weird, has this person saying, hey PlayStation, how do I defeat the boss? And the PlayStation responds by saying, 80% of players like you defeated the boss using resource X. And then it will, you know, suggest buying resource X from a marketplace, like the store, so you can progress in the game. It's weird. And it's like pay to play or pay to win, you know? It's super weird. And you can only kind of assume that maybe game developers will be like, okay, well, I'm just going to create a boss that's super hard to beat, or a game full of enemies that are super hard to beat, unless you have this one specific thing that we're going to hide away that people, just regular casual players who aren't searching every, you know, nook and cranny for things, they'll have to purchase that thing, which means we get more money, and they have to do that every time, right? Like, doesn't that feel like that?
I don't trust it too much. It definitely seems like they would push you to buy things or to expand the game that you have. Also, I worry that maybe they might be listening a little bit, like, not to be too conspiracy-wise, but just having that thing always there, always ready to, like, listen to you. I don't love it.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like there's a button that you press and say, like, hey, PlayStation, you're listening to me now, you know? Or, like, turn on microphone. It just is like, I'm going to talk into this controller and have this computer be like, buy things, please. So that's funky, right? That's weird.
Yeah, I don't love it. Now, they did say, they were like, this probably might not be the PS5, it might be later, but I kind of hope that people's criticism of it will maybe push them in a different direction.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, but how? How? Why would you be like, there's a microphone in this controller, so you can talk to your friends? But we're not going to use it for weird things. Don't worry about it. Trust us. We're a company.
Don't even think of it. I mean, historically, though, anytime this comes up, they do weird stuff with it. And yeah. Then we find out, and they're like, sorry. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really fix what happened.
Yeah, we didn't oopsie. You know, we didn't mean to take your data and sell it.
It just happened.
It just happened like that.
On accident. But ooh, we also made money off it.
Ooh, we're just a little old company. We just need a little bit more money, please.
Ooh, it's boy, like, all right.
No. It's like, stop listening to me. But at the same time, you know, kind of what are our options? You know, it's like, unfortunately, everything's listening to you, whether it's your computer or your phone, you know, you have to assume that your data is kind of out there for people to gather. Hopefully, you know, the good chance is it's a company where it's going to be like, oh, I can advertise things for you. The bad thing is it's another human being who's taking your information and then, you know, cashing out on that. So it's weird that you want it to be a faceless organization that has no accountability,
well,
right?
You don't. Well, you do, okay. Well, if I may segue,
please
you
segue.
Don't you don't always want it to be a company, because recently our good pals at Microsoft,
love
our best friends in the whole world.
Gotta love Bill Gates, you know?
In a New York Times article that was published, a bunch of employees wrote a letter to Microsoft being like, hey, you made a deal for $19.4 million with ICE, who are famous for being very hard, somewhat illegal anti-immigration people. Like, they're the ones that round people up. They're the ones that separate families.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were selling Microsoft information to ICE, like, to rat people out or to learn more about them. And my problem with this is
everything.
Not only is it bad to target people who are trying to get a better life, but it kind of opens the door for them to do this. Like, what is Microsoft willing to do for government money? Like, how far will they go with your information in order to make money?
Because that's pretty. Because to me, that's pretty damn far, you know?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't like it too much. And Microsoft kind of goes back and forth on this, because sometimes they'll sign, like, public letters and be like, well, you shouldn't target poor people or target poor immigrants. And I'm like, okay, and thanks, Microsoft, but maybe you should stop working with the people who do that. I don't know.
And more on that, too. Y'all remember the Kinect? You could play that one Zumba Fit game on your
Xbox on.
Xbox. Where they were like, let's turn your body into the controller. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. My body's riddled with things. I have to move? So, turns out, those were listening to people. It seems like most tech things, it came with kind of listen to user experience, you know? Like, oh, we're just going to see how, like, someone says this, Xbox responds with this, you know? To see how to improve the user experience. And I think they went a little overboard, because they had contractors who said they listened to a lot of children
who were just
saying, like, Xbox, give me all games. And, like, that's illegal. Like, that's straight up illegal to be doing that to minors, right? Like, doesn't that violate COPPA?
It should.
Oh, also, potentially PlayStation's thing where it's advertising resources also might violate COPPA as well, which is the, for y'all that don't know what COPPA is, it's the fun thing called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. So, it kind of just means you can't really advertise specifically to children online, because it's really manipulative. You're actually really not supposed to be advertising to children, period. But, you know, Fisher-Price got to make those money, though, you know? Remember that lead paint? Yeah, it was bad.
Not great.
But, yeah, so the Kinect was like, yeah, we... Or, not the Kinect, but people who were kind of listening to what the Kinect was recording, they said, yeah, we got a lot of just, like, the generic, like, turn Xbox on, turn Xbox off. But, like, a lot of stuff that... They just said the word Xbox in a sentence, and the Kinect would start listening. So they got a lot of, like, private information, a lot of private conversations that were recorded, which is really sketchy. This is gross, you know? Because who gave them permission?
The thing that gets me, there was a quote on Mashable about how, well, maybe you shouldn't tell them that you're working for Microsoft.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sorry, it was Motherboard, actually. But the quote was, you probably shouldn't mention it was for Microsoft, which is what they told the contractors who were listening. And I'm like, I love secrets.
It's gross. Yeah. Don't like that, because that makes it seem like you knew about it the whole time.
You knew it was bad. You didn't, exactly.
It's like, ooh, that's a big yikesy, but, you know, I don't want to deal with that.
It's not illegal, but no one can know. Okay.
It's not crimes if nobody knows about it, baby.
Schrodinger's crimes.
It's both a crime and not a crime, and a cat. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, it's just sketchy. And, like, yeah, tech has, like, this whole kind of what's the word that I'm looking for, Shane?
Reprehensible?
Yes, too. that too.
Well, wait.
Reputation. Wow, I just had a major brain fart. It's Thursday. It's, like, end of week, you know? I haven't done anything all week, but, you know, couldn't remember the word. Oh, God.
Reputation.
But, yeah, so tech has the reputation of, like, collecting data and being like, this is for us. And then being like, hey, do you want this data? Do you want this hot data? It's burning a hole in our pockets. I think notably...
We have to sell it.
Sell. I think notably, Facebook has kind of become the face of this sell your data thing. Specifically Mark Zuckerberg, because he'd be doing that. And without updating, like, terms of service, which is, like, sure, whatever. People are going to sign that regardless. But, yeah, that's fun. That's cool.
Yeah, I do kind of want to see Social Network 2, where he's brought before Congress and has to answer for his many, many crimes.
Yeah, and then they slap him on the wrist with, like, hey, can you give us $20? And he's like, okay.
They're like, hey, can you stop? And he's like...
No.
Scary lizard noises. Yeah. Because he's not a human.
He's like, they're like, please stop. And he goes, yeah, I mean, you guys don't even know what Facebook is, but yeah, I'll stop. Yeah, no, he didn't stop.
Bit of a villain.
Hey, but he's grilling those sweet baby rays or whatever, right? So.
Yeah, he is.
God, what a weird dude.
So strange, a little scary.
Yeah. He loves meat.
So too much, maybe.
It's weird because for someone who's so absorbed in, like, tech culture, who, like, essentially is tech culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know memes at all.
No, he's
a lot of memes.
He's a great meme, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's very memeable, but he definitely does not.
He did a live stream where someone was like, someone wrote in the comments of it saying, like, Mark, give me the Zuck. And he read that out loud. This man's worth, like, hundreds of billions of dollars. And he read, he said, Mark, give me the Zuck. What does that mean?
It means you shouldn't say it out loud, buddy. That's what it means, I think.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Oops forever on Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. But, you know, what else is there? What else glowing conspiracy theories can we fuel tonight?
Oh, okay, great. Well, CNN Business in 2013 wrote a story. Yeah. It was thanks to our good pal Edward Snowden, who's, you know, forever running from the government.
Friend of the people.
Yeah, exactly. He leaked some information that multiple spy agencies, a lot in America, but I think possibly in other countries, were spying on people through Warcraft and Second Life and Xbox Live and other kind of like big MMO games.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had so many agents, they had to create a group to make sure the agents didn't spy on each other.
Oh my God.
And you might be really surprised to hear this. They actually didn't foil anything.
Really?
They actually didn't find any credible leads doing this. Officially, Blizzard, who is in charge of Warcraft, said they didn't know about it. And Microsoft was like, we're going to beef up our encryption to fight government. Which, you know, again, I don't know how much I trust Microsoft these days.
You know, Microsoft, big old red state Microsoft.
but like, the thing is, I mean, I'll still play Xbox, but the thing is, like, I love fictional spies, you know, and, like, I've written fictional spies, but I had no idea that in real life, instead of, you know, gunning down a bunch of people real cool, they were just sitting at a computer and getting owned by, like, 12-year-olds.
Yeah, like, could I work for the CIA?
No, the idea...
I play GTA every night?
The idea that I could be playing Grand Theft Auto and I could run over a trained CIA operative who could kill me 45 different ways with, like, a toothpick.
You know that...
Incredible.
007 has a cool name, you know? It's like 007, James Bond, 007, right? Oh, it's, what's your spy name? It's, XX underscore Blaze It Michael XX.
Shaken, not stirred, 1995.
Not a cop, 420.
Hey, kids, cool
it's
game,
so
huh?
Stupid. I hate how Hollywood, first off, love Hollywood, hate Hollywood.
Explain.
I love how it's set me up to be like, spies are cool. Like CIA, they're doing interesting stuff. You know, do I agree with it? No, but in the frame of, like, a fictional movie,
it's
neat.
Cool and neat.
But, like, real spies suck.
Well, the thing is, they tend to suck for two reasons. One, usually the job is either A, super boring, or B, they're bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And by bad, I mean so evil.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand, like, the necessity of it, but sometimes it's like, are those our enemies? Did you really spend that much money, like, spying on teenagers trying to play a video game?
Yeah.
Like, thanks, guys.
Hey, director of the CIA, can I get money for a shark card? Like, what? I really want to know what the reimbursement
yeah,
sheets
what?
Are.
I do want to see, like, the budget. Like, now I had to buy this super elusive car for the game to,
Yeah.
Save America,
I needed more
I guess.
Coins so I could, you know, be the best orc I could be in Warcraft.
I couldn't. I'm do wonder if they spent any time in Fortnite. Like, how far? Because again, this was reported on 2013, and I don't know if they, like, learned that it was useless or they kept doing it forever.
They probably are still.
My guess
doing
is
it.
They kept doing it.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, like, how far does it go? And also, why? Just why? And, like, their rationale is that, oh, like, there are a lot of private communication boards in the, like, within these games that terrorists could use. They don't.
No,
and they
because
won't.
That's so hard. That's so it's, hard
it's
to
also
plan.
Also so weird to... Why?
See, my thing would be, if you're gonna look for terrorists on Xbox Live or on PlayStation, you look for people that have purchased... Those little keyboards that you can attach to your controller so you can type better, right? Like,
they're the ones.
Because have you ever tried to, like, type with the freaking, like, joystick? It's impossible.
Yeah, it's hell.
It takes
it's,
forever. It's, you know, like...
I could not do terrorism.
No,
with that,
if you're
okay?
Like, I'm going to bomb this deli. You know, that'll take you 4 hours to type. But, like, you got one of those little keypads...
It would take less time to bomb a deli.
Yeah.
No offense to delis.
No offense
I don't
to delis.
Know why that's the target.
I love delis. I love delis. Big,
big fan.
I stand
fan.
Delis. Am I using that word correctly?
Sure.
I was bought off by Big Deli.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so that's so stupid. That's so
it's
stupid.
It's so weird and bizarre and pointless.
You can tell all the law enforcement agents in Fortnite because they all have the default skins. So
yeah, they don't.
They didn't buy the season pass.
They don't put the effort in.
No, no.
You know?
It's Mr. Johnny Walker over here.
I just can't believe it because in a time when the government is increasingly like, hey, we don't have enough money to do free healthcare, and I'm like, what about all that money that we give you all the time? And they're like, well, we're using it to spy on you while you play video games. And I'm like, ah.
Well, you see, if they bought more free to play games, you know. Big would be golden. It's all these subscription model games, baby.
No, I know, but like I'm just saying that we train people to be like hyper murderers and they can fight every which way, and then we're like, we're gonna use these skills that we gave you and we're gonna sit you down.
Yeah. And put you
and you're gonna fight
yeah.
in a virtual world.
In Tron, baby.
Oh god, no.
Yeah. Their best agent, Clue. It's a true story. It's Jeff Bridges, but CGI.
And he doesn't look like anything.
And he just looks like mush.
We weren't quite there yet. We weren't at that Marvel age. We were like, oh, we can make people look different ages.
Just bah, 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 bah. That's how it looks. That's how it looks. So yeah, that's... Be careful out there, folks. You know us. Your little potluck boys are the watchdogs of law enforcement.
We're very safe. We know. If I can add one really quick thing,
please.
Try not to reuse your old passwords too much, because recently Zoom, which we're using right now, hooray, a lot of accounts went up on the dark web because apparently hackers already had some information like emails, and they were running old passwords, and they were able to crack a bunch of accounts, which is great.
Which is, you know, it's fun. I didn't need those accounts anyways.
So, and I mean, I know, like, everyone's always afraid of hackers, and sometimes it can be inevitable or hard to, like, predict. But just be careful out there, you know, just keep, don't always use password.
So you're telling me that 1234 is not the safest password?
No, not if you don't throw an exclamation point in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Keep them on their toes.
What if it's 1234 but lowercase?
It's a hard sentence that you just said.
I just broke my brain. I don't think too good no more.
No, I mean the little one, not the big one. What?
Fun times.
Is it time, or would you like
to... No, it's time, baby. It's time for everyone's favorite segment, Middle Watch. Picture this. You're at your favorite work potluck. You just grabbed some, like, tamales, because maybe it's Christmas time. Who knows? And you kind of walk in, you see your friends, you know, your work friends, because they're not real friends. They're just people at work that they're nice, nicer than the other people.
Oh, okay.
And so you walk up to them, you say, hey, they're already engrossed in a conversation, and you kind of pick up half of it. Welcome to this segment.
It's the power of Middle Watch.
It's the power of Middle Watch.
This week we decided to watch episode 8 of Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance, and
Jesus,
a lot happened.
So much happened.
Like, honest, like, not to dunk on Haven, but a whole season happened in this one episode.
Yeah, no, I felt both nauseous and dizzy, and that could have been for a number of reasons.
A number of medical reasons, but also maybe the show.
I was also watching it on, like, a Ferris wheel that was going really fast, so...
I was on that plane that astronauts use.
Oh, the vomit comet.
The vomit comet. Love I've always shit. Wanted to go.
Yeah, I've always wanted to vomit in a comet. But anyways, should we get... kind of go over the plot, and then we'll talk about our general feelings of it?
Yeah, let's do the beginning, middle, end on this boy.
So, the show opens on what looks like a Ren Faire, but it's completely destroyed.
It's a destroyed Ren Faire. There are little spiders running around.
Little spiders running around, and we see what looks to be an ugly pug dog that has one eye and, like, a kind of a protruding zit on the top of her head. And it talks to this little bug who's hurt, and she, like, heals it. Later we find out that her name is... Oh, God, I can't even read this. Mother Ugra?
Yeah, she's a prophet of a kind.
Of a kind. You know, of pug dog kind.
She's kind of more like a vague magical...
Yeah.
You know.
Who seems to be on the side of the good, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel like she knows what she's about.
Although in any other show or movie, she would be the villain. She'd be like some monster, but I guess the whole show is just monsters.
It should be said
that everything's puppets.
Oh yeah, the thing about this show, and you know, it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
is that everything is puppets, and
for better or
I
worse.
I want to say from a technical standpoint, like, sure, there's some uncanny valley in there, but from a technical standpoint, I am impressed. Like, they obviously spent a lot more time than they did on Haven.
I mean, that's the low.
They built like all of these crazy things and puppets, and especially toward the middle, you're like, oh my god, how even?
Yeah, it's like, Jesus, dude.
Okay, so we open with the witch lady. She heals a spider, and then she bumps into the queen, I think.
Yeah, and there's a mention of, like, oh, she's wearing new clothes. She's wearing this kind of, like Mouth of Sauron crown.
It's kind of dramatic.
Yeah, she looks kind of evil. She's wearing all black, you know? The dualism of man, yet again. You know, there's some things about, like, Gelflings, which I'm assuming is what these these people are that look like elf monkeys. Like
the common folk,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. And so she's like, you know, I'm going to talk to these Skeksis, who we learn later are kind of like this like oppressive ruling race of beings. She's like, yeah, I'm going to talk to Skeksis. We're going to get our world back, baby. And they ride off on these tall giraffe looking things.
Those are
weird.
Oh God, they're so scary.
They move,
they're so fast,
so much, but they also move so slow. But before that, Mother Oogway pops her eyeball out and puts it in like the purse of I wrote her name
down.
Queen
Lady. Okay.
Her name is Celadon. There we go.
Oh, oh my
Celadon.
God. Celadon rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm. And so she goes off to the Crystal Castle. Yeah. So that's that scene. That's the opening. That's how it opens. And I go, oh my God, I'm sweating already. What's going on?
Then we just bump into a million other characters in about 5 seconds.
Yeah. We apparently travel really fast to the Crystal Castle. And there's these little things that have their mouths stitched shut. And this... what I assume is a Skeksi, this like bird looking guy. He's a giant bird dinosaur. He's like, I need your help poisoning this other Skeksi. And they go, okay. And then that was that scene.
And then they're like, that's all you need to know. And then we go to what I think are our main characters. Mm-hmm. And there's a British dude named Ran.
Yeah.
And then there's this white haired lady named Deet.
Deet. And she's green.
Oh.
But she's also a Gelfling. Like, they're both Gelflings?
I think he like, lived above ground or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because she keeps riffing on him for it.
Yeah.
And I think she lived in, like, this really elaborate cave system. So I guess there's kind of, like, some differences between them culturally or something.
Yeah. And physically, because we learn that she has wings.
She does have wings.
And they, like, jump into this, like, underground, like, wind network. Yeah,
you heard
me right. Underground wind, baby.
I think, oh my God, the show.
Yeah, it hurts.
Anyway. No, he's, like, they're on a quest to retrieve something called the Glaive, which I think is a weapon or something. It's a weapon in another bad fantasy thing I watched a long time ago.
Is it the crystal, the dark crystal? The first one?
No. No, because, like, whatever. He's trying to find the glaive, but then she's like, well, we should find my family. So they're going into, like, the cave system that she grew up in.
Yeah.
And it's not... it's seen better days.
Oh, it's...
I'm going to be honest with
you. It's getting torn apart by spiders?
Giant, horrific spiders.
Yeah.
Like, the second they land in the cave system, you just see some guy get speared to the chest and then dragged away.
Yeah, and then, like...
by a spider.
And then people are just getting their limbs torn off by spiders. And it's just real gruesome, because, again, it's puppets. And you're like, I'm kind of... this is making me feel uncomfortable.
But it's still... but, like...
it's brutal.
It still manages to make you feel awful when you see it happen.
Yeah.
And also, the little spiders that kind of look like flowers will just crawl into your head and then mind control you,
yeah,
which is fun.
Yeah, they had a name and I didn't write it down, but it's like the Collective or something.
Oh, no, I
like
think...
the Transcendence.
It's the Ascendancy.
Oh, that's right. They, you know, rolls off the tongue. Anywhom.
Yeah.
So, we see the spiders. We cut back to the Crystal Palace. And these
for the darkest scene ever.
These birds go bananas over this thing called essence. Apparently, the dark crystal, the titular dark crystal, will suck essence out of things. Which
you're killing it.
Which,
uh-huh.
I mean, I'm assuming the essence makes, like, heals you, makes you live longer. There's certain properties that aren't explained fully in this episode.
What I got from it is that, because I think this is around the time the elaborate torture scene happens,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a scary bird scientist, who knows what his name is.
Bird boy.
One of the Skeksis is, like, this really terrifying mad scientist. And he straps all these, who I think are soldiers.
Yeah.
And it still blows my mind that there are soldiers in this. And they were like, we're going to use puppets to tell this one. And they tie him to chairs. And they're like, oh, help me out. And the bird scientist is like, no one screams ever got him out of this one. And I'm like, uh-oh. And then they point these giant things at him, and it sucks their souls using the crystal somehow.
Mm-hmm.
They literally suck the souls out of them. They turn into dust, and then they pour them into bottles.
Yeah.
And that's what these bird things drink.
They
to live forever?
Fucking love this drink.
Which is goddamn insane to me.
Yeah. They also, it should be noted, they explode when they're done. Like, once their essence is drained, they go supernova.
It is honestly upsetting. I know they're puppets, but I'm just like, Jesus.
And there's one point where, like, one of the dudes is like, okay, I guess he's like a rat for the Skeksis. He's like, but I helped you. Why am I here? And he's like, because I'm a bad guy. Fuck you.
In case you didn't know, I'm evil. A lot of characters make obvious mistakes later.
Yeah, and they're like,
which we'll get to.
Should we trust, like, these birds? And then I go, no.
No.
Never. What's next?
Is it the best political speech of all time? And by that, I mean the worst political speech of all time.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I had a lot of problems with this scene because I was like, What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, so this essence, freshly brewed, homegrown essence, gets carted into, like, this throne room with, like, 12 different Skeksis, and they all start devouring it, drinking it like it's jujubes, and they're all, like, raving over it, you know? They're like, ah, I can see again. Like, one's like, I'm beautiful. It's like, no, you're not.
Debatable.
One's like, my sores stopped pussing. And I'm like, that's disgusting. Ew. So you kind of get the general vibe that the essence heals certain ailments or whatever. One who picks the poison vial is like, this is just shiny water. It's not doing anything. He gets angry and throws it on the ground. Nobody really cares, though.
They're too busy.
Yeah. And then Celadon, good old Queen Celadon, strolls in, and she's like, what up, bird boys? How y'all doing? And they're like, what up, little baby? What do you want? And she pretty much, her old mom was the queen who apparently got killed, and she's like, my mom, dumb bitch. Don't listen to her. She was stupid. I'm smart. So you know what? Let's keep this gravy train rolling. Let me help you. You help me. And the Emperor Skeksis says, no.
He says no about a thousand times.
He says no a thousand times. And she's like, but what about this? And he goes, no. She's like, well, maybe my family can at least be saved because I want to work with you. He's like, I'm going to eat their faces off.
I'm a bad guy and I eat the souls of your people.
How could you tell? I'm a 17 foot tall, angry looking bird monster. Oh, I'm a good guy? I have a heart of gold? And so she gets surrounded by these bird things, and they tear her clothes off, and I thought they were going to rip her to shreds.
I thought they were going to eat her, to be honest with you. It was a really upsetting bit.
Yeah.
But then they're like, well, you know, we'll drain her soul later, and they just kind of throw her in vague prison.
Yeah, and remember that lady who took her eyeball out? Her eyeball falls off in that exchange and rolls around the room, and she's like, oh, this is what's happening? And she's, like, kind of spying from, like, afar. It's a whole thing. I don't know why an eyeball can hear, but, you know, I'm not magic, so
well, I mean,
fuck me.
You know, magic's a whole bit. I thought it was kind of a clever idea, even if it didn't make sense, to be like, we're going to put the eyeball here and then move the spider around.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, and then the spider from the beginning is also helping move the eyeball.
It's kind of like a rudimentary tripod.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I respect the rig, you know.
Yeah. You know, shitty rigs. Yeah, do you want to take this next bit, Shane? It's a doozy.
What bit is it?
We go back to Deet and the other guy.
Oh, is this the actual best speech of all time, or are we not
no
there
this
yet?
Is the big old worm bit.
Oh, God. But there's so many worm bits.
The first worm bit.
Okay, the first worm bit. So they're trying to find Deet and Rianne, who I think are the main characters, but honestly do not know. They're trying to find Deet's family.
Yeah.
And they go back to her home, and it's just wrecked.
it's bad,
and then, man. And then her brother shows up, but he's been brainwashed. And I'm like, great. And then the brother just starts screaming.
Yeah, do you remember... Do you remember the Grinch?
Yeah. Yes.
Like the Jim Carrey movie, The Grinch.
Yeah.
You remember Baby Grinch?
Yeah.
That's Deet's brother.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
It's really ugly.
It's not great. But he starts screaming and the spiders start swarming and I'm like, well, this is a shorter show than I thought.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's two more episodes?
But then, so the giant spider bursts in and honestly it looks kind of all right. Yeah. I'm like, okay. But then it gets dragged out and I'm like, oh, I guess problem solved. But then there's a giant worm.
Who's also evil.
Who's also evil, but for a different reason.
Yeah.
And it's wiggling out and Rianne's trying to fight it with a sword. And I'm like, I'm kind of proud of you, dude, because you're like 2 feet tall.
You're so small and it's a big ass like worm.
He believes in himself, so you got to respect it.
Yeah.
And then they run away to tunnels and they get lost. And he's like, I thought you knew all the tunnels. And she's like, well,
maybe it's apparently maybe not. It's a figure speech, asshole, you know? Yeah, big old damn worms, you want to chill out?
These are tough times, man. I can't do it.
Literally, my entire family's dead, and you're going to give me grief over the fact I don't know tunnels? God damn. Have you seen how ugly my brother is? Give me a break.
The shit I have to deal with today, and you're really going to drag me on this?
My name's Deet. This is stupid.
Your name's Ran, and that's a normal name.
Mine's four letters, two of which are the same.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
Gotta love it.
They run into these two little spiders who, like, climb on their face. Looks like it's the end for our characters once again, for, like, the umpteenth time this episode. And, his name's Bobbin. Her brother's name's Bobbin.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Bobbin pops up and goes, literally makes that sound, and the little spiders piss off. And, he goes, follow us, or whatever voice, you know? And so they're like, I guess we have no other option.
Because Deet doesn't know the fucking tunnels, we have no choice.
Where's goddamn tunnels ways, you know? Anyways, so they go off, they're following him, they follow him, cut to Crystal Castle, whatever it's called. There's a confrontation in the hallway between Dr. Scientist Bird and
General Bird, whatever.
And they're all their names are like Skeksis and like Skelosaur or like whatever.
It's impossible.
It's all based on the word Skeksi. Which,
how could they ever send emails to each other with that?
My email is at skexinar @gmail.bird.
I thought you were Skeksigore.
Which,
fuck.
Imagine being, like, named after your race, but, like, so closely after the name of your race. It's like human, you know? It's like, my name's Hubob. It's like, oh, okay. Jesus. What a ridiculous name. We're all named Hugh Bob, actually. But, yeah, so the General Bird's like, it gave me bad juju juice. And he's like, well, maybe you're just a little bitch. And there's, like, a little scuffle. And, honestly, General Bird, who's significantly bigger than Dr. Bird, kind of gets his ass beat.
Yeah.
Which, you know, kind of speaks to the power of the essence. And then suddenly... there's another bird who we're going to call Hunter? Archer?
He kind of looked like a jester to me, but that's fine.
He shows up, and he's riddled with arrows. And all the other birds are like, why you got arrows in him? But they don't say anything. They just go, huh. And
they're like, that's weird.
He shows up in front of the emperor and like passes out, and everyone's like, is he dead? And he's not. But they're like, we can't let him die, because if he dies,
then we can all die.
Then it gives like the idea to the common folk that Skeksis are not gods, which I guess is like their whole bit is they want immortality, they want to live forever so they can be in power forever,
so they can keep eating people alive.
You know, what's an existence if it's not like, you know, eating people alive forever, you know?
Yeah, that, you know, that's the dream.
That's
apparently
what Jeff Bezos does, so it kind of makes sense.
Oh boy.
Anyways, yada yada yada. Should we just skip to the part where they the best political speech ever? Part two.
Oh wait, I do want to talk about that, but we as long as we circle back to the princess debate.
Oh yeah, talk about the princess debate because I don't.
Okay, I want to talk about. I want to talk about the princess debate. That. So, it turns out that the bird that was riddled with arrows was actually carrying like a crate, and in the crate was the princess of whatever the land is called. I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
So they throw the princess in prison, and then the queen is there. The queen, if you'll remember from the earlier scene, who gave the worst political speech of all time. And the queen is like, hey, daughter, you suck, and this is all your fault. And the princess is like, is it my fault, though? And the queen's like, well, yeah, everything was going fine when we were sacrificing, like, 7 people every 5 minutes. And I'm like, maybe not. Because the queen's like, hey, it's fine as long as we don't sacrifice a few. It's for the greater good. And I'm like, it's not. Because these people will continue to eat you forever. And if you assume that, like, the Skeksis trolley has to hit somebody, then it's going to keep hitting people forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's bad. It's bad philosophy. It's so stupid.
I like how in, like, a previous scene, she was getting beaten up. And, like, her clothes torn off from these goddamn birds.
By the monsters.
And she's like, we should have just given what they wanted. Obviously, they're rational beings.
The thing that I tried to do earlier and failed. And I'm going to call my daughter an idiot for trying to, I don't know, save everyone's life.
Stupid. Get out of here, Celadon.
And I got so mad. And I'm like, why am I invested in this?
Yeah.
But also, fuck you.
Fuck you. But so, anyways, turns out that Bobbin, the spider boy, was leading our heroes, Deet and other guy, to...
I think you mean Rianne.
To, this, like, hole in the cave where, they talk to all the spiders, and they're like, we didn't want to be here, and you guys took our land. And, you know, the Skeksis kicked us out a long time ago and put you guys here. And they told us if we came back and ate you people and brought you back to them, they'd give us our land back.
But there's a fun twist there, because apparently the land is super, super cursed.
Yeah.
By the Darkening.
The Darkening.
Which is making all the worms mad.
And I think it has to do with something with the crystal, because of course it does.
I'm sure
it's like, oh, you use, the dark crystals, so the dark happening is happening. Stupid fantasy logic, whatever. So they talk to them, and they're like, but what if you didn't do that? And the spiders are like, interesting, go on. And they're like, what if you teamed up with us Gelflings and we took on the Skeksis together, you know, all 4 of us Gelflings and the infinite spiders like of you guys, of you know? Who's going to be doing the heavy work? It's definitely not going to be you spiders, where there seems to be infinite of you.
Well, see, the spiders have an advantage because they know all the tunnels.
They know the tunnels, baby!
So, you know.
And so the spiders, they form multiple spider faces to talk, and they go, yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds good. That sounds legit. Let's party on, Garth. And so, they all crawl out. They relinquish the Gelflings that were under their control. They're like, oh, cool. We're all buddies. Let's get on going, friends. So they climb out of the tunnels, and Deet talks to this talking tree called, like, the Sentry Tree or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I think, was it like the Sanctuary Tree? I can't remember.
I don't know.
But I guess it was kind of like part of their part of the home and part of where they lived.
Yeah, seems to be like a deity of some sort almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a fun exchange because it's like, oh well, the tree's like, you gotta get out of here because it's effed, and the worms just start eating the tree because that's what worms do. And she's like, no, it's horrible. And then the tree just, like, sends, like, a flower to her. And it's like, do you want all of my weird cosmic power? And she's like, well, I mean, I guess someone should have it.
Yeah. It's like, I guess that's fine. You know, I want it. And then, I don't not want it.
And then she sees all kinds of crazy shit in the future.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure will be... I'll never know.
I mean, yeah.
But she sees all kinds of crazy... she sees all kinds of crazy shit from the future, and then... And the tree gives the power, and then the tree dies. And then a worm shows up, because, you know, the hits keep on coming. And the worm tries to eat Rianne in a small sword, but he's like, no, I'm going to fight. And then immediately drops the small sword.
Mm-hmm. It's a toothpick to the worm, you know.
And then Deet just raises her hand, and then, like, sucks the evil out of it. And it kind of looks like it goes into her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I feel like that might backfire later, but at least the worm's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if,
we saved a worm.
If Supernatural has taught me anything, there always comes a cost to absorbing dark power, you know?
If Supernatural has taught me anything, there's a huge cost to watching Supernatural.
And it's my mind. So yeah, so that's kind of like foreshadowing of like what's to come. Is like, is mm-hmm. she gonna be a bad guy? Is she gonna get consumed by the darkening? Who knows?
Wait, we won't.
Yeah, I wrote, saving a worm will kill you. So, you know. Just leave him be maybe, or kill him yourself.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe they can hang out with it. Maybe they can, like, ride it into battle or something.
Can it
bullshit.
Fly? It
no
just looks
idea.
Like it kind of just, like, moves.
I don't know where it, like, comes from.
Strings?
What does it want?
What does it want?
No, shit. It's all real. Puppets are real.
So it ends with Deet and Rianne climbing out of the cave system as like Deet's kind of like going in and out of consciousness. It looks weird, but the whole show does. So, you know.
Yeah, the whole show does look weird. Toward the end, Rianne is like, I have to go find the glaive. And Deet's like, well, yeah, but I'll come with you, right? We've been doing all this together. And then Rand's like, no, you should be with the people you love. And Deet's like, well, funny story, but they get interrupted by worms. But I just want to point out that there was more chemistry here. And I'm sorry, I don't want this whole show to be me dunking on Haven.
It's so easy to do.
There's more chemistry between these two puppets that are not real than there was between, I don't know, anything in Haven, except for maybe two trees that were close together.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck did we just watch?
Listen, it was a lot, but I don't know, maybe I kind of respected like the ambition, maybe a little bit, because like, holy shit, so much happened.
Yeah, no, I wrote
it was insanity.
My end note was, there's a lot going on here and it looks gross. Do you ever have kind of like an idea of what something smells like?
Yeah.
Like you watch, like, I don't know, Battle LA, and you're like, I bet you that smells like shit, you know? Or, like,
sure.
You see from across the room, you see a pair of Birkenstocks, and you're like, I don't know what you're wearing, but I know it smells like shit.
You know, I was wondering how many episodes we'd go before you brought up the Birkenstock.
My irrational
hate
for Birkenstocks.
And here it is! Episode 2, guys.
That's what I felt when I watched this episode, was just like, I just feel like it smells. Like, it's stinky. It's just the sneaky stink that stinks, you know?
Good description. I totally get you. I didn't hate it. Like, I was very confused, and it is weird to be like, we have these puppets, and everyone's like, yes, and we'd like to do murder Game of Thrones nonsense, and I'm like, oh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh? Because I got some of those vibes when it was like, oh, we're fighting these mind control spiders, and now we're doing this, and Yoda's here, and I was like, this is fucking just nuts.
There's so many goddamn characters.
There's a whole world here, and I'm losing my mind.
There's so many locations.
Honestly, yeah.
And, like, maybe it's puppets, because you can build sets, you don't have to be outside, you know? But it's a very impressive feat, you know? And the fact that there's 10 episodes.
Which is, like, I can't even imagine, like, the time that these people took to do this. No. Like, I definitely...
And it's a Jim Henson project. It's like, famous for the Muppets, you know, Jim Henson.
Yeah.
And his son, who did that raunchy puppet crime movie starring...
I know what you're talking about. Didn't that bomb horribly?
Oh, horribly. Like, 4 people saw it. Yeah. It wasn't his son saw it. He said, I'm just going to make it. I'm an auteur. I don't watch my own thing.
You're telling me that Hym Jensen...
Hym Jensen.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. But more impressive is the fact that this is based off a feature film. I think it's technically a prequel to the feature film, The Dark Crystal.
Which is weird, because, like...
I think it's from the 90s, right? 90s or 80s?
Yeah. Because now I'm kind of curious. I don't know how curious, but I am kind of curious, like, how does this lead into that?
I think, ultimately, it has to fail, because the Skeksis... are the bad guys.
Are still, like, yeah, are still the bad guys.
Yeah, and I...
like, maybe people are just more aware of it.
There's, like, only 2 Gelflings left in existence, kind of thing, and, like, that.
Oh, great. How uplifting.
You know. But, I mean, it kind of gave me Neverending Story vibes. I don't know if you ever watched that.
Yeah, no, I get you.
But, because the puppets.
I know where you're coming from.
But it was so weird because some characters are really expressive.
And others were aggressively well.
Not. Like, those two little munchkins that had their mouths stitched shut that were, like, helping the other Skeksis poison.
But, and they were kind of slaves.
They were oddly expressive.
They were. Like, I felt...
Speaking?
I felt a lot of emotion there, because you'd be like, are they going to try to sabotage it? Are they going to try to run?
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of invested a little bit.
But, like, the main characters had these paper faces that didn't change at all, except for their mouths, yeah. And they, like, would blink every now and then. But, like, yeah, they just had these big old dead shark eyes.
The eyes were kind of a disconnect. I think the voice acting was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, I was like, oh, sure. I think the guy who played Rianne might be the guy from Kingsman. Not 100%.
Oh, like, but he did have, the main guy from Kingsman?
Yeah, because I was like, this is a familiar British voice.
Interesting. That'd be crazy. But
it would be crazy. Like, get that money.
Yeah, if it was a cartoon, right? If it was animated, mm-hmm. I think the voice acting would be, like, on par with the animation, right? Like, that would make sense. I feel like Rianne's mouth didn't move enough to make sound.
I couldn't tell, like... what was going on, because he was swinging that micro sword and all those giant worms. It's like, Ran, you can't fight them all.
Loved Muppets Take Manhattan. This was the best adaptation of that. No, it was just so funky. Like, hey, yes, 1,000 things happened before this episode. And, like, I'm sure people that watched the full thing are like, I still have questions about this world and everything. But this is fucking nuts, man.
It's literally insane.
I thought the Skeksis were really well done.
Oh no, they were terrifying. Yeah. I really felt like kind of like a Broadway, really theatrical look
mm-hmm.
that I liked. You know, like practical but still terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were CG, but the spiders were pretty cool looking. Like those felt creepy as shit,
mm-hmm.
especially when you saw like 8 of them running around. I was like, no, thank you.
Big old spider face. I think that was CGI, but and I think the tongues of the Skeksis were also CGI'd.
That's weird.
Yeah,
but I guess I can understand
because they don't have lips, right? So it's like mm-hmm. you have to give movement, so it's not just like bap 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 bap. You know, have to give movement somewhere in the mouth.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, so. That was wild. Are you going to watch more? Or are you going to go back and watch the rest of it?
You know, I want to say no.
Uh-oh.
And yet,
uh-oh.
No, I do. I want to say no. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if it's captivating, but it's definitely like, well, shit, that was like, I don't even have words to explain what I just watched, but I kind of want to know.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, you're probably right, and they don't really win because they can't.
Because there has to be a season 2. I'm still like, okay. You know? So
I do kind of want to see these spiders like eat one of these birds, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's something I want to see happen. That seems great.
I woke up this morning not knowing that I wanted this, but now I want.
Like,
it.
I'm imagining the scene where like the crazy Dr. Hitler scientist is like, I'm gonna steal more souls. And then you just hear, click, 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 click.
Like,
and then spiders just roll into his house, and then he's gone.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck can you do against that? I don't care how immortal you are and how many fucking weird bird feathers you have. You can't stop them.
And here's my thing about the Skeksis, is I just feel like they just delegate work. Like, I never really got the fact they would do anything.
Like, fight themselves? I can't really see what they can do. Like, I don't know how mobile, like, in an army, what can they do?
I mean, they're
what
big.
What can they do, huh?
They're big, but like,
you can just shoot them with arrows, apparently, and that's it.
Also, those were really big arrows, mind you.
Those were kind of like Game of Thrones arrows.
Because they were big arrows through a big old bird, but could you imagine that in scale of, like, one of those little Gelfling babies? Like that's like a full size of them.
Well, no, I'm thinking it was like Game of Thrones where you have like a turret and then you just fire the arrow at something.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they could have a chance. I mean, maybe they have magic you know, because the Dark Crystal or whatever. I feel like they're not using it to the full extent of its power.
No, I don't know if they know the full extent. Like, they know how to steal souls, but I don't know if they can weaponize it.
You can't weaponize. I mean? You wouldn't weaponize a soul.
But yeah, when you have, like, when you have Rian and his small sword, and then you have Deet and her infinite knowledge of tunnels, and then you have 3,000 spiders, that's pretty formidable.
I mean, I think the two, like, they're like, the spiders are like, yeah, we can't take on the Skeksis. It's like, why not? You're infinite. There's so many of you.
You have mind control. I can't believe they beat you the first time. That blows my mind.
How?
You guys are terrifying.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus, dudes.
But again, we might not be seeing, like, maybe there are more birds, or maybe they have, like, machines. I'm sure there's some bullshit.
I don't know. They just seem like all they want is juice, you know? There's like 10-year-olds who are like, maybe that juice.
Oh, also, in one of the scenes, one of the birds keeps screaming the word ablutions, and then another bird is like, what does that mean? They don't answer. it's a funny bit, but I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I liked the Skeksis when they were like, it was like one or two talking to each other. But when it was the full group, I wanted to blow my goddamn brains out. Because all they did, like how you and I communicate, they just talk over each other the entire time.
They were like, hey, yeah, uh-huh, sure.
And they're like, bah, bah. I'm like, stop it. You gotta stop it. You gotta stop it. Please, baby.
Oh, man. Dark Crystal, though. Dark Crystal. What a world.
I probably won't watch it ever again.
If I do, I'm sure I'll pepper it in sporadically in like episode 8 or 9 and be like, well, actually they lost horribly and the spiders all got incinerated by the beam of death.
It was gross.
Deet's head exploded.
I don't know if it's because I never grew up with, you know, I mean, I grew up with Muppets, but they're supposed to be fun, you know, and like not look human-esque and like get torn apart. But
ideally,
but it just like, it just made me feel gross. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we might be insulting a lot of Henson heads out there, little crystal boys. That's what we call them. But, I don't care. I'm not going to watch it.
Brutal.
Yeah. Dark Crystal. Middle watch, baby. Yeah. That was it.
Dark Crystal. I thought I would hate it more. When I saw the trailer to this, I was just immediately like, fuck no. But I don't know. I watched it and I was like, all right. Or maybe it was just like a weirdly good day. But yeah.
It was weird. Also, a lot of the scenes from the trailer were from that episode.
It's maybe that's like the good episode. Maybe the rest of it blows. Because that episode was goddamn insane.
It was nuts. I do have to say, I was oddly engrossed the entire time.
Oh, no, I was too. I was honestly like, what the fuck? What's happening?
Yeah. So, pouring out for Bobbin, everybody.
No, Bobbin's fine.
No, just his goddamn name is horrible.
that family, the whole... I don't know if they really nailed it with the naming. No. But maybe they were, you know, too busy getting lost in the tunnels to worry about what to name their kids.
It's like, honey, I'm lost. I don't give a shit. Name it Deet. I don't care.
Just get me out of these fucking tunnels.
Why do we have wings if we live underground?
I don't know.
I don't know. You know, that's my favorite thing about cave animals, is that they all have wings. You know?
I mean, bats. Fuck.
No!
Oh, man. All right.
Should we end it with a potluck question, Shane? We're getting kind of long.
Oh, sure.
It's going to be kind of a long boy again.
Well, it's things that happen.
They happen. They happen to the best of us.
Do you want me to ask a question?
Sure, yeah. I came up with a question last time. I love putting you on the spot.
Oh, it's true. No, for sure. I love being on the spot. It's the best. Well, see... The podcast is called My Favorite Potluck.
Of course.
And we can't go right into that question. No. We're saving it.
Episode 100.
And by episode 100, I mean episode 3, we'll probably immediately do it, and then the show will end. But since the episode is my favorite, perhaps we could talk about least favorite.
Oh. Yeah.
Unless that's too... I don't want to uncover some potluck trauma.
No,
but...
no. I mean, I've never had a... experience with a potluck where it's been so terrible where I swear off potlucks. Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, I would hope not, because the podcast...
Because they're the most casual, gathering experience possible. Unless
it's
made
like...
to be something less than casual, you know?
Mm-hmm. Unless there's, like, this is a contest or a game night, or this is a whole, it's built around this one thing. And I'm like,
the joys of potlucks. They can,
oh yeah, your new book.
they can take the form of like barbecue or like holiday party or like, you know, they're just a blank canvas for you to paint whatever you want on it. You know, they're great.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I do have to say, the worst potluck I've been to was one that I had no option to not attend.
Oh, those are the best.
It was probably a work potluck. A Christmas one. Which I like to go when I hear potluck. I hear, what weird thing can I cook that will also be yummy that people will like? Because I'm kind of competitive when it comes to cooking. I'm not the best cook in the world, but I like to make sure everybody knows I'm better than them at cooking. So work potluck. I work with, I'm the youngest person. By a fair amount. Yeah, it was just like kind of a bummer because everybody's just super like old. not old.
Okay, get away from this old thing.
But it wasn't like my demographic, you know? I couldn't play to my strengths of like, you know, talking about the Dark Crystal and like something like that. Did I have the best food? Yes. Did someone bring apples and pate? Do you know what pate is?
Sure.
It's made of liver.
Oh boy.
And they're like, they're supposed to be eaten together. And I went, in hell. it was made of chicken liver. And it's this consistency that is similar to like butter. It's probably the worst thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Oh no.
Yeah, and like it's a work potluck, and there's not that many people in the office. There's like maybe six people in the office, seven people in the office. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to eat at least a bit of what everyone's brought.
Yeah, you can't,
because everyone
knows. You can't escape the eye of Sauron on this one.
And oh man. Boy, was it not the greatest. Kind of bad food, and then they were like, oh, let's play a game. And I went, okay.
Oh, games.
Like, love games. Because the best part about a game is someone wins and someone loses, right? That's what defines a game.
Is that the best part?
That's the base of a game.
Uh-huh.
And the game that they chose was just this. You have this bucket or whatever it was, right? And you pull a question out of it, and you read the question, you answer the question, and then you pass the bucket. That's not a game. How can I win that?
That's just a bucket of questions.
that's just a bucket of questions. So that was really weird. And they were all kind of like oddly religious.
Oh,
both
no.
The questions and the answers.
Oh, no.
And like one of the questions was like, what if you could say something to everybody in the world, what would it be? You have 6 seconds. And someone says, God is with us. And I went,
oof.
So that's probably the worst potluck I've been to. How about you?
Oh God. Well, I think you were actually at the one that I would call the worst one.
I,
and it wasn't your fault.
Oh, good.
It was an Oscar potluck, which on paper I was like, sure. You know, we love the Oscars.
Yeah.
Do we?
No, we don't.
And this was back in when they were like, we should have a host for the Oscars, which I definitely don't think they need or should have. And so we go there, and my favorite thing about potlucks normally is that, you know, you can just talk with people, and you can hang out, tell bad jokes, drink a little. You know, it's relaxing. You're not really mandated to do anything.
No.
But with the Oscar potluck, you gotta sit down, you gotta stare at the screen, and not laugh at all the bad jokes that people tell about movies. They're like, haha, movies. And I'm like, I know, buddy, I know,
it's
not funny.
It was really cringy.
And also, like, there were people that I wanted to talk to, and that, like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And also, somebody... I wanted to drink Dr. Pepper. It's the whole bit. Here's the thing. I wanted to drink Dr. Pepper, but someone had, like, dropped it and didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I opened it just exploded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Great. I'm an adult. I look like an adult right now in this situation. And I'm so happy about it. And we just had to sit there in kind of, like, virtual silence for, like, 2 hours. And then everyone leaves, and I'm like,
yeah, and people go, good. yay, this movie, and it's when they go, that's bullshit,
and I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, I still want to win one, because I'm a hypocritical son of a bitch, but, yeah.
Who cares? And was that also the same party where people were talking, like, I wasn't watching, because I don't really give a shit, but, like,
you were just thinking about Black Mirror.
I didn't watch any of the movies that year. It was kind of a bad year for movies for me. We watched Geostorm and Rampage that year, so.
And they might have won some awards, but not the Oscars.
And so I wasn't really paying attention. And I think there was a group of us talking in the kitchen, and someone just turned up the TV instead of being like, "Hey, can you keep it down?" Or like, "Hey, we're trying to watch this." They were just like, "Bop, bop, 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 bop," and I'm like, you asshole, like,
I don't like this so passive aggressiveness. Yeah, it's my least favorite kind of aggressive.
No. So I see your point on that one.
Yeah, I don't, it just, it was a whole bit. Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like there are people like in college that you're like, oh, how cool of a person this is, and I feel like they could tell me a lot or like give me some advice, but then you get stuck watching the Oscars for 2 hours and you're like, all that advice just, which is out. It's out the window. I'm not going to learn anything. No.
And, like, also, when there's, like, certain people you just, like, don't have class with, right? Mm-hmm. And they only show up, and you're not good enough friends to be like, hey, let's go hang out or whatever, right? So they only show up when someone else invites them to a thing, and you're like, wow, I haven't seen this person since sophomore year. I'm a senior now. What have you been up to? And they're like, Oscars. It's like, oh.
I'm here to see Oscars, and I'm like,
Oscar Isaac.
You're not here for food or friends.
Yeah,
I'm excited about Dune. Oh, yeah, we shouldn't talk about that. It would take.
What's up next week? The Dune podcast. We're always a Dune week podcast late on everything good. So
we're like, you know that thing people are talking about. We're gonna talk about it later.
Bring it back,
or we're gonna forget.
We're real zeitgeist. Yeah, don't hold us to Dune, please.
Don't expect us to do the things that we say or watch the things that we say. Yeah. Although, if you have any TV shows that you like that you think we should watch an episode of right in the middle, please let us know.
Please.
We're always adding to that list, and we appreciate...
We appreciate all the nice comments we've gotten on our podcast. And if you want to kind of follow us, see what our middle watch episode of the week is going to be, follow us on Twitter at my fave potluck. That's fave as an FAVE. My fave potluck on Twitter, or my fave potluck on Instagram, and follow us. We post some shitty photoshops and we like to have fun, so follow us, please. Shameless self-promotion, so everybody loves it, everybody needs it, so
remember to follow us on this thing you're already listening
smash to. Smash the subscribe please. Button.
hit the bell, baby. Hit that bell.
Follow us on Patreon. No.
No, we would never ask for your money.
Except when you do. And then you'll know we're in trouble.
Then episode 4 rolls around and we're like, we lost money on this somehow. I don't know how.
We're not spending money on it, but we're losing money.
It's all gone.
Mark Zuckerberg's charging us money.
We got sued by
Carol Baskin. Jim Henson. Jim Henson.
Took all our money because we made fun of the caves.
Oh, my God. Well, Shane, I've had fun. Have you had fun?
Oh, yeah. It was a real ride talking about all this essence.
Well, we'll be back next week, probably, with a new episode, a new thing to complain about, and a new middle watch, baby. So, stay tuned, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
On this, and on this, and welcome to our video.
We had a reptile.
Wouldn't have been alive.